Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. SG Extra, only on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Here in Singapore, plans are underway to build at least 7 more nursing homes over the next 2 years in housing estates such as Tampines and Punggol.
This is very important, Rachel, because the Ministry of Health said that these are part of efforts to beef up Singapore's elder care support system in the face of a greying population.
That's right. And actually, just last Friday, Finance Minister Lawrence Wong said Singapore is one of the fastest aging societies, with one quarter of Singaporeans projected to be 65 and above in less than a decade. That's by 2030.
Okay, Zakir Hussain, Singapore editor of The Straits Times, joining us to share more on this development. Zakir, thanks for joining us this Monday.
Thanks, Sim. Yeah.
So there are plans to build at least 7 more of these nursing homes in the next 2 years, on top of the 8 that were already set up between 2016 and last year. So why is there a need to increase the capacity?
I think there's a realization that, you know, the rate at which Singapore's population is aging, as well as the healthcare need of Singaporeans in light of pandemics like COVID-19, are only bound to exponentially an increase. And I think, you know, the current situation today, you find a number of seniors who may not actually need to be in hospitals, but who are actually in hospitals, and where, you know, step-down care or nursing homes could be a better fit for them. At the same time, I think you are seeing the baby boomer generation sort of transit into the seniors category as well. And I think, you know, many of them have smaller families or no children at all. And I think the care needs for this segment of the population are only bound to increase in the years ahead.
So Zakir, the ministry is also conducting land surveys for the new homes, including one in the Bidadari area where there will be homes located. What else do we know about that?
I don't think we know that much at the moment yet, but I think, you know, the Bidadari area is not just one, you know, you have young PTOs or people, you know, I think it could be nursing homes that could cater to residents who live in the nearby areas like Hougang, even Sengkang and Serangoon. And that could be a location that's, say, convenient for their children or caregivers visit them at these homes as well. I think, you know, the fact that these homes are actually part of the community and sort of located close to other amenities and housing block is a deliberate strategy, I find. I mean, I think it helps sensitize the population to, you know, look, nursing homes and hospitals are not just far-off facilities that you go to only when you need help. And I think nursing homes are really part of the community. And in a way, whether it's the people who work there or residents who, you know, do have to visit loved ones at the nursing home, they're going to be an integral part of the build of the landscape in our towns for the foreseeable future, I'd say.
Zakir, we're looking at the MOH building more capacity for more senior care, right? Focusing on the quality and the variety of care services that they will receive in these homes as well. But how will this be funded?
That's a challenge. I think some of it will be funded through, you know, greater spending on healthcare, which is only estimated to grow. But I think a large part of growing social spending will have to be funded through an increase in taxes. And I think one key tax that's been floated is sort of the GST. We all know it's set to increase from 7% to 9% of sometime between next year and 2025. And I think some of that increased collection will likely go towards funding these added healthcare needs. I think we're also hearing talk of a wealth tax. And Finance Minister Lawrence Wong said last Friday that the government's studying all options. I'd venture, you know, you might see a tweaking of property taxes, so that those at the higher end do end up paying graduated rates of more tax. The other thing, you might see a sort of rebalancing where, again, income taxes are adjusted so that those who make more do end up paying a bit more tax on their wealth. One option is, I mean, you might see, you know, some form of a restoration of estate duty.
Another challenge that I can see while listening to you talk about this and looking at the situation, Zakir, is who will be caring for our senior citizens when the time comes? I mean, we're looking at a labor crunch right now in many industries, and I'm pretty sure health and senior care would be one of them as well.
Yep, that's, I think, the ultimate challenge. And I think, you know, perhaps nursing homes might be an option where you let one worker or sort of, you know, one nursing home or caregiver look after 3, 4, even 5 elderly residents at one time. I think currently the landscape is such that you've got many seniors living very much on their own, perhaps. The children may live nearby or with or without them. but you've got a caregiver, foreign domestic helper, actually taking up the bulk of the caregiving load. We're not sure if this model is going to be as feasible in the future, given labor shortages and other conditions. And citing such residents in nursing homes may actually be an alternative that's needed increasingly.
We're speaking to Zaki Hussain, Singapore editor at The Straits Times. So, Zaki, just following up from that point as well, taking a look at the numbers, because those aged 65 and older made up 15.2% of residents last year. That's up from 9% from a decade ago. So, you know, as the population continues to grey, we've spoken about infrastructure, Tim's spoken about manpower. But thinking longer term, does it go beyond this? Do we need to look at, you know, community initiatives as well?
Yep, I think so. So I think, you know, you might, there are various other experiments going on, I'd say. Bukit Batok, you've got the launch or upcoming launch of the first senior sort of assisted living estate or assisted living concept where seniors live on their own in senior apartments, in studio apartments or small apartments. But it's built around a community of care. So there are shared nursing facilities. They may live alone, but someone's able to check on them twice a day, once a day, and be on call as and when they have medical and other needs. That's one example. Other examples could include, you know, newer estates having sort of split apartments where neighbors might end up having to be on the lookout for seniors living in their midst and so on. I think we'll see more of such initiatives, some led by the government, but I think increasingly maybe some led by social service and volunteer outfits as well.
Let's talk about why the government is looking at increasing the GST. Zakir, the finance minister said that raising tax revenue is a sustainable way to fund recurring expenditures, given Singapore's rapid aging. How is this so?
I think a lot of the GST is sort of a tax on consumption in a way, and I think that it's a fairly steady supply of income. At the same time, I think it is progressive in a way as well, given that, you know, the more you spend, and this includes foreigners, expatriates as well, you know, the more consumption-related, consumption-linked tax you pay. I guess that's the premise behind why in many other countries, sort of value-added taxes are now hitting levels of 20%, 25%. In parts of Europe even. And in a way, it's seen as sort of a fair tax so that even, you know, in times when corporate earnings may fluctuate, it's, I guess, a steady supply of income.
Well, Zakir, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this afternoon to share all those insights and updates on the government's plans to support our aging population here in Singapore. Always wonderful to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Zakir Hussain, Singapore editor at The Straits Times. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.